Confucianism advocates loyalty and forgiveness. Taoism talks about influence and response. They speak of purity and non-doing, and of cultivating the way of nature. The Tao Te Ching, the classic on the way and virtue, says, "People learn from the earth. Earth learns from heaven. Heaven learns from the way. And the way learns from nature." But actually, the principle of their teaching is influence and response. On the other hand, Buddhism promotes kindness and compassion. These three religions, Confucianism, Buddhism, and Taoism, are not beyond the mind. Beyond the mind, there are no religions. Confucianism advocates loyalty and forgiveness. Loyalty means to hold oneself with loyalty. Forgiveness means to treat people with forgiveness. To hold yourself with loyalty means to handle things and treat people with sincerity and honesty. This is basic to cultivating your character and virtue. To treat people with forgiveness means to pardon others. If they make mistakes, forgive them and be tolerant. If you can hold yourself with loyalty, your character will be pure and noble. If you can forgive people, you will benefit others and not pick on them. This is the teaching of Confucianism, which is not beyond the mind. The Chinese characters for loyalty, zong, and forgiveness, shu, both have a mind radical at the bottom. In Taoism, everything depends on influence and response. What is influence? It means, with influence, there is penetration. And what is response? It means, no request is not granted. Anyone who seeks will have his request granted. This is describing the interchange in the path between influence and response. Take the example of an electric current. Wherever the electricity is connected, there can be light. With influence, there is penetration, and no request is not granted. This also means that other people can know what you are thinking. There is a mutual influence and response between people, like an electric current running between their minds. This is how the influence and response works. Whatever you seek, you will get. If you are really sincere, you will have influence, and thus be able to penetrate through to the gods and spirits. Taoism talks about influence and response, and Lao Tzu wrote the essay on influence and response, which begins by saying, "Blessings and misfortunes have no door, but people bring them upon themselves." That's influence and response. There's no door for the misfortunes or blessings to come in. If you do good deeds, you will have blessings. If you do evil deeds, you will have misfortunes. The retribution for good and evil deeds follows us like a shadow. The retribution for good deeds and for evil deeds is just like the shadow which follows your body everywhere. Wherever you go, your shadow follows you. And so, heaven and earth have gods in charge of offenses. Heaven and earth have four gods in charge of the year, the month, the day, and the hour. There are always gods and spirits quietly and invisibly supervising everything. And so it is said, heaven and earth have gods in charge of offenses. They reduce people's allotted lifespans according to the severity of their offenses. When your lifespan is reduced, you meet up with poverty and waste. To reduce a person's lifespan means to shorten his life. 1 ji is a period of 12 years, and we speak of reducing lifespans in terms of ji. So a person who is supposed to live a long life may die unexpectedly. With your lifespan shortened, you may also become poor and experience all kinds of misfortunes, accidents, sicknesses, and bad reputation. The essay on influence and response says, with influence there is penetration. No request is not granted. So Taoism talks about influence and response. Buddhism promotes kindness and compassion. What is kindness? It means kindness for those with whom you have no affinities. That is to say, you should be kind and compassionate to the people with whom you have no affinities, no matter how they treat you. We should be especially kind toward those with whom we have no affinities. Compassion refers to great compassion of identity in substance. How can we have great compassion? It means to have great sympathy. When we see others suffering, we also suffer. So we say, have compassion and pity on the world's people. We should practice kindness, compassion, joy, and giving, because kindness gives happiness, while compassion eradicates suffering. By being kind, we can make living beings happy, and by being compassionate, we can alleviate their suffering and afflictions. We should love people as much as we love ourselves.